WWFradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.
From Radio Catskill's studios in Liberty, New York, this is the local edition. I'm your host, Jason Dole. Thank you so much for being here with me this evening. Tomorrow is Tuesday, April 23rd. That's an election day in Pennsylvania. So tonight, we are focusing on the primary in Pennsylvania and the special election in Pennsylvania's 139th legislative district. Because honestly, we've been covering this for a while. Things can be a little bit confusing, and we want to make sure that you know exactly what is and isn't happening tomorrow and who is and isn't eligible to vote for the various elections. And to help us go over all of that, please welcome back to the local edition, Jocelyn Kramer, Commissioner for Wayne County and also Board of Elections President. Jocelyn, thank you so much for being back here with us.
Good, Jason, it's always a pleasure to be here, and I always appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners.
So we've talked about this before. Now, tomorrow is the big day for this special election, which is also a primary day in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
That's correct. Tomorrow is election day here in Wayne County in the state of Pennsylvania. And it's the best way to think about it is that there's actually two elections happening. Let me start with the one we are most familiar with, which is our basic primary election. And in the primary, the two major political parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, they select their candidates to go on to the general election in the fall. And there's a lot of races, of course. Some of them are more, are going to be more exciting than others just based on who's involved. But it's the presidential primary. We've got a U.S. senator on the ballot, attorney general, auditor general, state treasurer, representatives, et cetera. So please, please, please participate in the election. Tomorrow you can participate by showing up at your poll location. A lot of people, the mail-in ballot option is getting real popular. A lot more people are participating by mail. If you have requested a mail-in ballot and you haven't completed it, it must be received in our office in the secrecy envelope. It must be signed and dated, and it must be received by 8 p.m. on election night, tomorrow night at 8 p.m. So you can drop it off right here in the courthouse. You can drop it off in our elections office, which will be open tomorrow night until 8 p.m. And if you've mailed it and if you're not sure it's been received, you can certainly call our elections office to confirm. If you are participating in person, you can go to your polling location and you can participate in the primary. So what? There is a special election also happening, and I want to talk about that for a second. So many of you are familiar with Joe Adams. He was actually a Wayne County commissioner, and I worked with him for several years before he ran for the 139th seat. When earlier this year, Joe did make an announcement that he would not be seeking reelection. So that district is on the ballot in the primary for next year. However, shortly after that, he also announced that he would be stepping down effective essentially immediately because there was a medical issue in his family that sort of took priority. What that means is there's now a vacancy for his position for now, from now till the remainder of the year. So anyone that lives in the 139th district, which are municipalities from both Wayne and Pike County. Most of them are it's the southernmost part of Wayne County, Jason. It also includes Cherry Ridge and South Canaan, which typically you don't think of as southern Wayne County. But that and several municipalities in Pike make up that 139th district. If you live in that district, you can vote in this special election. You do not have to be a Republican or a Democrat. And I really appreciate you giving me a few minutes to get the word out, because anyone who isn't registered with the major parties isn't in the habit of participating in elections in the springtime, right, when it's primaries for the major parties.
Yeah, that's one of the key things that I wanted to emphasize with you today, or have you emphasize for the listeners. So how do third-party independents and other voters participate in this special election?
So if you show up at the polls, show up at your polling location, when you sign in, they'll know that you are either unaffiliated or independent or whatever, and give you a special election ballot. If you live in that district and you're also a Republican or a Democrat, you're going to get the primary ballot as well. But when we say, I try not to use the term third party, Jason, because in Wayne County, there are actually quite a few parties, and nationally, there's a bunch of parties. You know, we're familiar with some of them, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, the Independent Party. But you can be unaffiliated, undecided. It doesn't matter. If you live in the 139th, you can vote for this race. So I really do encourage people to, if they haven't requested a mail-in ballot or participated by mail, to go to their polling location. The other good bit of information that I want to share with you guys is that the state website, and we have links to it on our own county page, the state website offers an awful lot of great information on where your polling location is, hours, things like that. If you're not sure if you're registered, and people do switch parties from time to time, and sometimes they forget if they are where they want to be, you can learn all of that on the state site, vote.pa.gov. I think it's very helpful information. We are past the deadline to register to vote in this primary. But if anyone is interested in this year's election in the fall, please do register if you haven't already. Do it now while you're thinking of it so the clock doesn't run out on you in the fall. It is a presidential year. Our turnout percentages tend to be higher than in other years where there are local elections, which always surprises me because I think sometimes the local elections actually impact you on a more profound level. But again, it's never been more convenient to vote with the mail-in ballot option. But if you haven't done that yet, you can show up at your polling location. And I really encourage people to participate because I always feel like the process is better the more people that participate.
And if you could, and I know you just explained this, but if you could, just to remind us again, who actually, if I were, which I am not because I don't live in Pennsylvania and I don't live in the 139th, but if I was a voter in the 139th and I go in to vote in the special election, who am I seeing on that ballot?
Okay, so prior to the special election, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party chose their candidates. And the Republican Party has chosen Jeff Olsemer to be on the ballot for the special election. And the Democratic Party has chosen Robin Schooley Skibber to be on the ballot. So those are the two choices that you have for the special election to fill the 139th seat for the remainder of the year. Now, are you ready to get more confusing, Jason?
Yeah, this is the part I've been waiting for. I think I know where you're going with this.
So on the primary ballot for our registered Republicans and Democrats, that same race is on the ballot for next year when the new term begins. So again, there's essentially two races for that seat, one to fill the term for the remainder of the year and then for the two-year term beginning next year.
Right. And again, that just kind of underlines the key word in all of this, which is special. This is a special election to fill a seat until the regular election happens. And it really reminds me of something that we just went through on the New York side of the river in our listening area just 2 years ago with one of our local congressional districts. It was the same thing where we were seeing similar candidates in two different races at the same time. That's why I just wanted to talk to you and get you to drag a comb through this. So when the next whoever wins a special election tomorrow, will fill this seat until the next legislative term starts in January, correct?
Correct. That's correct. So, and again, that'll be determined in the general election. We always call the fall election the general election. The spring elections are the primary where the parties select their candidates. So the general election in the fall will determine who gets that seat for the next two-year term. And these representatives, just from my own personal experience, Jason, our senators our representatives and our federal senators and congresspeople work really, we're in touch with them constantly at the county level. There's so much that they can do for local government in terms of supporting economic development projects, letters of support for things, and more importantly, a lot more importantly, funding for this. I know everybody thinks about politics not in a great way these days, right? Things are divisive. But when the legislators are extremely helpful to us here at the local level, and so you want really good people in there. You want people that will serve their communities. You want people with great reputations and great characters. And so we control that as voters. That's why I think greater participation really strengthens the democratic process so that we do get the best participation, gets the best outcome, right? So I really do encourage people to participate. And any questions at all, you can always reach out to us here in the county, because if you have anything, any questions at all, your elections are run by county government in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And here in Wayne County, I've been the chair of the Board of Elections ever since I was elected 4 years ago. And I think we do things extremely well here. But we are very happy to answer questions. We're very happy to help people through the process, answer questions they have or concerns that they have. And we're here every day to do that for the residents of Wayne County.
And just one last thing about tomorrow's ballot. Is there anything else on this ballot that people should know about other than what we've already gone over?
So for those who are not registered Republicans or Democrats, no. The only thing that will be on the ballot is the 139th race in those municipalities. For the primary election, Jason, yes. All the other, the president, the United States senator, attorney general, auditor general, state treasurer. We've got the congressional 8th district. We've got the 11th district. For those that don't live in Pennsylvania, I'm sorry, Wayne County has two different districts, the 139th, which we've been talking about. The northern part of the county has the 111th district. That'll be on the primary ballot tomorrow as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of other races. There's some party races, right? The Republicans and Democrats are both looking for delegates. Those will be on the ballots for the Republican and Democrats voting tomorrow. I learn something every single time I've voted throughout my life. So please participate. Go. The poll workers there often have been there for years and years, Jason. I think they do things extremely well. But we're always encouraged if we get a greater participation and hope to see people go out.
You're involved with running the election. It's a big election year. Is there anything that you want folks to know about the general election while we have you, even though it's relatively earlier right now? I mean, you already told folks if they haven't registered, they ought to think about that now. Anything else that you're looking at, that you're working on, that you want to let folks know about?
Jason, I appreciate you giving me a chance to just talk a little bit about the mail-in ballot process. The mail-in ballot option has become extremely popular, and I'm grateful. You know, my mother is 88 years old, and it's when we're younger, it's very easy to get up and go on any given day. At her age, you know, I'm happy that there's a mail-in ballot option for her and a lot of people where it is harder for them to get out. So it's really becoming very popular by both parties, Republican candidates, Democrat candidates. They're all encouraging people to participate. And I just want to speak briefly about, you know, people have asked me, there's already an absentee ballot process. Why is there a mail-in, a no-excuse, essentially, mail-in ballot option as well? That was due to legislation that passed in 2019 to make it easier for people, right? When you request an absentee ballot, there's a little more involved in doing it. So, legislatively, it was decided, let's let people vote. Let's make this easy. When they return a mail-in ballot, I really ask people to just spend some time with it and do it properly. Because if the ballot that you return to us is not signed, your signature, and the date that you're returning it to us, if that's not there, we can't count that ballot. So there have been some changes. If anybody's requested a mail-in ballot before, I hope you'll find that it's easier to decipher. It's even color-coded. And all of that is to secure the make sure that people who are eligible to vote are voting, make sure people who are not eligible to vote are not voting. And then the secrecy envelope. It's really important that the ballot goes into that secrecy envelope before returning it to the courthouse. So that's really it. It's very simple. It just means reading it and following it correctly. Very few ballots weren't done properly as of last year. I think people are getting better and better at this. But, you know, you hate to see one. You just hate to see one return that you can't count, Jason. It kills us here, right?
Yeah.
You know, so I encourage people to, again, it's a very popular option these days. We've made it more convenient. And if you do it that way, just take a minute, be careful, read through the instructions carefully, and send it back to us so that your voice is counted. And that matters to us. That matters a great deal.
Apart from the elections, is there anything going on that the commissioners want listeners to know while we happen to have you here?
I appreciate it, Jason. So we're always working on a few projects, economic development projects. You've heard me talk about some of these. A recovery to work ecosystem where drug and alcohol and behavioral health services are combined to help give people their very best chance of recovery. That process continues. We have secured funding for it. Instead of all located on one campus, just because of logistics and financial limitations, we are now forced to look at this happening in separate locations, which is okay. We can pivot. We can make that work. But we're gaining traction on that project. And as commissioners, you know, we're mandated to provide services to the people of Wayne County. And when those service providers aren't in the area or it's unaffordable or unattainable, we have to play a role in making it easier for people to receive those services. The other project, we've talked about this a lot, I think, Jason, in broadband. So we're actually expecting an announcement from the Commonwealth sometime this month about a project that we had submitted about 6 months ago that will move broadband forward in Wayne County significantly. And even before we hear about that or get the funding from that, there's been a lot of activity in the county from the private sector. Individual companies are making an investment in Wayne County in fiber right to the home in a lot of cases and still some wireless options. And their businesses have been really, they're amazing. I'm so pleased that they're moving forward and helping Wayne County. That's happened even outside of the county.
Yeah, is that the result of any kind of like government incentive or encouragement? Or is it the private sector just realizing, hey, there's a market in rural areas?
That's exactly what it is. And before other bigger players come into the area and scoop it up, some of the, you know, it's a different business model for each of them. But my understanding is they want a footprint here in Wayne County to expand where they're already serving. In some cases, it's your area, Sullivan County, or coming into Wayne County from the north or across the Delaware River. But they want to get a footprint in here and a hold of before another big outside provider comes in. Either way, the Wayne County residents benefit from that. So the state funding, that money, Jason, is designed to really help the people that don't have broadband at all. So outside of this private development, wherever there is not service yet, hopefully that money gets us to the finish line. But it's been a long process for me, Jason. I've learned a lot about funding for these projects since I've been a commissioner, and I'm frustrated it's taken a long time, but I understand why it has. And hopefully the actual development work, once we get the green light and funding, that's a less amount of time to finish something than to get the funding for it sometimes.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Wayne County Commissioner Jocelyn Kramer, who's also the Board of Elections President in Wayne County. Jocelyn, thank you so much for going through all of this. And then also, best of luck on the special election primary day tomorrow.
Hi, thank you very much, Jason, and good luck to you, too. Please remember to vote, and please remember to support WJFF, guys.
When we come back, coverage of primary day in Pennsylvania tomorrow continues as we revisit some information about one of the big primary races for both parties, the race for Attorney General. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Local Edition, winner of Excellence in Broadcasting Awards from the New York State Broadcasters Association. Radio Catskill. Listen local.
you're on the go, and Radio Catskill can go with you. Listen live to Radio Catskill on your phone. Just type wjffradio.org into your browser and listen wherever you are. Stay up to date on local news, culture, and NPR on the go on your phone with Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to the Local Edition. Tomorrow is primary day throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. One of the big races on the ballot is the Attorney General, with five candidates running for the GOP nomination and two candidates running for the Democrat Party nomination. Earlier in the month, I spoke with Stephen Caruso, Capitol reporter for Spotlight PA, who's really been focusing on this race, to get the rundown of the candidates involved, where they're coming from, and some of the politics around this race.
The Attorney General is the Commonwealth's top prosecutor, and that's the case for pretty much every state. I don't know of any that don't have an Attorney General. So their job is to enforce the laws. That can mean leading big prosecutions of, you know, gun criminals or drug trafficking rings, but also means enforcing consumer protection laws against, a scammy company that's taking money from people without providing a service. They also could lead lawsuits against opioid producers. That's one of the big things we've seen that brought hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars back to states and local governments for, selling drugs that were addicting people, like painkillers. And we also see with attorney generals, they will, sue the federal government over election laws, environmental laws, and this can be either side of the equation, Republicans or Democrats. They're really powerful positions, and they have a lot of say in the states. I should add, in Pennsylvania too, they have a big role in, criminal justice, in the sense that they also sit on the pardons board. They decide who gets a second chance and who doesn't. So, a lot of roles are filled by the Attorney General that I don't think the average voter thinks about, but it's a very important position. And I should say, too, it's a jumping pad to higher office. Our current governor, Josh Shapiro, he was the Attorney General before he became governor.
Right. Do you think that, like you say, it's a lot of things that the average voter might not know about, but do you get a sense that the average voter feels in any way, as you do, that this is an important race?
It's hard to say. This is a presidential election year, which means I think people are paying more attention to elections now if they're paying attention to a down ballot race like this, because this is a down ballot race. Hard to say. I did go to an event. This was for, in Philadelphia, but this was an event for very dedicated Democratic primary voters who I think were very interested in the role, and they really wanted to find a candidate who, they thought could win. But, that's people who are willing to spend a Wednesday night at a bar hearing from, candidates for office. And I think there are all maybe 25 people there. So my gut read is probably not. I don't think voters start paying attention until September, October, November even. And I don't blame them sometimes.
Now, is it correct to say there's seven candidates? Is that right?
Yes, that's right. There are two candidates for the Republican nomination, and there are five for the Democratic nomination. So the two for the Republican nomination are Dave Sunday. He's the party's choice. He has endorsements from a large number of figures, both kind of in and out of the establishment, from Scott Wagner, a former GOP state senator and gubernatorial candidate in 2018, to Jeff Bartos, his running mate, who's a Montgomery County real estate developer, and Bob Asher, a candy magnate and big-time player in our state's politics. He also has, the party's actual endorsement. But he, against him is running, Dave Sunday is the York County District Attorney. So he has some experience as a prosecutor. Running against him is Craig Williams, a state rep from Delaware County, that's suburban Philadelphia. And he's a former federal prosecutor who, has basically been running on a tough on crime platform, really trying to hammer the idea that, he will come in as a former federal prosecutor be able to maybe change things up. He also helped lead the impeachment effort of Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner. So he doesn't have as much official party backing, but he's definitely running a very energetic race. I'm not sure what's going to happen there, but it'll be interesting to see. Then on the Democratic side, there are five candidates. That includes a former Philadelphia chief public defender, Keir Bradford Gray, the former state auditor general, Eugene Pasquale, former Bucks County solicitor, Joe Kahn, and state rep Jared Solomon of Philadelphia, and former Delaware County district attorney, Jack Solheimer. looking at that race, that one seems very wide open. I think everybody sees everyone as a serious candidate, and looking at their fundraising numbers, the Spotlight PA did recently, you know, there's some clear winners and losers, but the main thing that stood out was a lot of really big Democratic interest groups, particularly some really powerful state unions, SEIU, AFSCME, the State Teachers Union, PSEA. They've been staying out of this race. Also, Planned Parenthood hasn't endorsed. So those are some really big names in Democratic politics that haven't weighed in. So, you know, it's not like there isn't a lot of money coming into this race, and there will be even more money coming into this race. But so far, the Democratic race seems very open.
That's very interesting. I just want to ask you again about that, or just to underline it, that all those organizations with five candidates on the Democratic side, those organizations aren't coming out and showing support for any one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, you know, some of it could be that, you know, just everybody's like, you know, everyone's pretty okay with all of them. In some ways, you know, you could argue that that's maybe a good thing, that there isn't an outlier, whether they're particularly good or particularly bad. And, you know, I should say, like, some really big groups have weighed in. The state building trades unions have all endorsed Jack Stolzheimer, the Delaware County District Attorney, for his role, I think, in prosecuting some wage theft and misclassification cases in Delaware County. They've really appreciated that. A lot of women's groups like Emily's List have lined up behind Keir Bradford Gray. She's the only female candidate in the race on the Democratic side. Jared Solomon, when you look at his financing, he's gotten a lot of money from Philadelphia trial lawyers, who are very powerful and influential group, particularly in these, judicial tinge races. And then you look at some of the other candidates, and there's been a varied assortment of state legislators and other officials weighing in and with endorsements to a number of candidates. I can't run them all down, but, you know, some people are putting their voice up. But I think you're right to note that, you know, like the teachers union basically said, you know, we have no opinions on this race. Planned Parenthood, same thing. And those are groups that I think a lot of people listen to in Democratic politics.
And on one side of that political coin, it might just be that they're pretty good with any of those candidates getting in. Then the other side of that same coin would be then why risk turning any one of them off by giving your endorsement to someone else?
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, I think, you know, in politics, you know, you got to be mindful of both sides of that coin.
Absolutely. Well, on the Republican side, running in this primary, is there anything in either policy or politics that would explain why the Republican Party has kind of gathered around your county district attorney, Dave Sunday, and not Representative Craig Williams?
I have to say, it's actually been one of the harder things to figure out. I don't know. I don't like saying that answer as a reporter, but sometimes things just got to be honest. It's hard to say. I think Dave Sunday has been talked about as a candidate for a couple years. I think that he's built up a lot of institutional support. I mean, you know, like literally, like a lot of the who's who's of Republican Party candidates have said they support him. And I think part of it too is that Republicans in recent years have struggled in these big open primaries. That they've had their best candidates when there kind of isn't much of a primary. I know Republicans are always fearful that their primary electorate is going to back someone who's unelectable. Look at 2022 when 45%+ of the vote went for Doug Mastriano, who then got crushed in the general election against our current governor, Josh Shapiro. Mastriano was a very, very conservative, arch-conservative, Christian nationalist, openly supported President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn the 2020 election, would anti-vaccine, was leading efforts to combat COVID-19 mediation efforts. So, you know, a person who is really unpalatable and it showed at the ballot box. So I think Republicans in particular usually want an electable candidate. I think they looked at Dave Sunday and saw that. But, I mean, Craig Williams, the other candidate, the state rep, has come out and said, look, I win in a blue district. And he's also Dave Sunday, I believe, was a registered Democrat maybe a decade plus ago, so he's been trying to hammer that point. But, you know, when they had a debate between the candidates, my understanding is more or less they agreed on many policies. It mostly became a somewhat of a petty argument off over who would be the better conservative Republican. And, you know, sometimes personality conflicts drive politics, and there's no getting around it.
Stephen Caruso, Capitol reporter for Spotlight PA. An interview that we recorded earlier in the month. That's going to do it for the Local Edition tonight. I've been your host, Jason Dole. I want to thank you so much for listening and encourage you to do keep on listening on air and always live streaming at wjffradio.org. Stay with us for The Daily. This is Radio Catskill.
You need information you can trust about what's going on in the world, and also stories of hope that make difficult news days easier to bear. Hear it all weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Radio Catskill, your NPR.